Welcome to How to Build a Tent. This show is not about tent building, but how to make you successful. Today we are going to talk about ways you shouldn't think and what you should think instead, or how you should think instead. And I'm not talking about like whatever you believe is possible or you can achieve anything if you just put your heart to it. Not that, but more like the Dan Crenshaw mindset when he talks about going through SEAL training, where he said the only way that you are going to get through SEAL training is if that is what you wanted your whole life. And the determination and the mindset that no matter what happens, no matter the pain you feel, no matter the suffering, no matter the sacrifice, you're going to get through this because it is who you are. That's the mindset I'm talking about. That's the power of thinking positively. Not that it's some mystical, the universe is going to respond to you, but that your determination is going to get you there. Kind of like what Joshua and Caleb were thinking when they went to spy out the land. They were confident no matter what was going to come their way that God was going to be with them. But the others turned back and they did not have a good mindset. They did not have the appropriate thinking, fixing their sight on God. So we're going to talk about different areas that are going to be helpful for you to be successful in every area of life, not just business. But this is just going to be good stuff to be thinking about, and it's going to benefit you in every area of your life. Before we get into that, I'm going to take a drink of my mug, and hopefully all of those people who got them this week are doing the same. Cheers to you. If you're missing out on this cheers and want to drink along with me as we go through all these different topics on how to make you successful, go over to fightlaughfeast.com, become a member, put HTBT in the memo field. And when you do, you will get this mug for free. You'll get a ton of other benefits as well, and you're going to be coming alongside of us as we proclaim the Lordship of Jesus in every area of life. We'll make you successful in every area of life, and we proclaim the Lordship of Jesus in every area of life. It's great how that works out. If you want to reach out to me with any questions, comments, feedback, I'd love to hear from you. Find me on my email, matthowtobuildatent.com, or you can click the links below, or you can just find me on the social media sites, How to Build a Tent. We live stream the show 12 p.m. Pacific every weekday, so you can see it during your lunch and then take it for the afternoon and power through it with some great knowledge on how to be more successful. And yeah, that's about it. Let's get into it. So different areas, I want to talk about a few different mindset shifts that you may need to do to transform your life, to make you think in a different way, to help succeed in the different areas of your life. And the first one is to turn envy into curiosity. And I love this because every desire that we have, every emotion that we have, I believe God created for good. And sin came into the world and distorted it, polluted it, made it, perverse. And it kind of deformed things into sin, like envy and jealousy and wanting and covetousness and wanting what your neighbor had. But I believe that the desire or seeing what somebody else has and seeing that it's good and wanting it for yourself in and of itself isn't a bad thing. And the proper response to that is not wanting to kill your neighbor to take his stuff or wanting to steal it or being jealous or all of those different emotions of sinful things, but to think, what did he do to get that blessing? And be curious enough to dive into thinking about, okay, what did my neighbor do that I did not do? Or what did this person, this businessman, this coworker, this boss, this person up the ladder from me? And instead of just thinking, oh, I deserve what he has, or man, if the system wasn't rigged against me, then I could get what he gets. But instead thinking, okay, so what happened in his life to get him there? Maybe you ask him, maybe you go and build a relationship with him or her. And you discover, you're curious, you learn, and then you try to emulate it yourself. That is a huge shift. Instead of looking at somebody and thinking, oh man, you know, that the guy is just lucky, or oh, I wish I was him, or I wish I was born into his family, or I wish I had those opportunities, and kind of having this weird undertone of just this jealousy and this hatred of the person, and then instead just saying, what can I learn from them? That is going to be so much more helpful than the envy, the jealousy, the rage, the anger. Because it turns out a lot of people that are successful, there's a reason for it. They work really hard. They made a lot of sacrifices. And on this show, we talk about a lot of those, are ways you can make sacrifices, but also at the same time have the balance where you don't want to make the wrong sacrifices, like for your family. We have shows about the family. I have my kids on, I have my wife on, because I want you to know that you could be successful without sacrificing your family. God will bless you in what you're doing without doing that. So turn envy into curiosity. It's a good one. Make learning an obligation, not an option. And this is one that I absolutely love, and I try to do myself. You do the Strengths Finder test, which I would recommend, by the way, even if you've done it before and it's been maybe 4 or 5 years, I would recommend doing the Strengths Finder 2.0 test or whatever 0.0 they're on now. It really gives you some good insights into what your strengths are most likely are, or what your strengths most likely are. One of mine is learning, and so I'm probably really biased towards this one, but I notice people that love to learn, that have the humility to always want to learn, even when they're considered experts in the field. When you find somebody who's an expert in the field but is open to learning and hearing diverse opinions or perspectives of people that are just coming into the field that may see something that no one's ever seen before because of their outside experience or just because they have fresh eyes on a situation, those are the people you always want to be around, right? Those are the people that you want on your team. So why not become that person yourself? Always looking to learn, always look to change, to make pivots. And it's important too, because what once was true might not always be true, because facts change, things change. I mean, facts don't change, but you know what I mean? Like, just because, like, for example, back in the day, the horse and buggy was the way to go, but then a new invention like a car came. And if everyone was like, no, we really need to deliver our mail by horse and buggy because that's the fastest way. And you just never realize, okay, well, the facts shifted and now there's these cars that can go faster. We should use them to carry the mail. I don't know, that's really an antiquated example, but it's on the fly and I think it works. So we're gonna go with it. But be open, be learning. Be always thinking of ways or looking for ways to learn, looking for ways to improve upon things, and you're just going to be blessed. In your relationships, with your spouse, with your friends, there's always things to learn and to do better, to improve on. And don't think you just have all the answers. Don't think that you have it all figured out, because you don't. And everyone else knows that. If you're one of those people who thinks that they have it all figured out, you're the only one who thinks that. I promise you. That is so true. And that carries over into your career, that career in sports. If you have like a beer league or something, and like, for example, tennis. I feel like I have something new to learn in tennis every single time I go to drills. And my coaches would say the same. All right, number three. Go from I am to I'm working on it. And this kind of correlates with the last point of always learning, but don't think of yourself in a stagnant place. God created us to be improving, sanctification, to becoming more like Him, but also developing our skills. He gave us these great minds. Now, some people are smarter than others. Some people use their minds in greater ways than others, but we are all created in a wonderful way with purpose, and God has all given us all the ability. All the ability, man, that's terrible. But He has given us the ability to learn, to improve, to change ourselves. I think even of my brother who has Down syndrome, and he is very like retarded. And I don't mean that in a negative way, but I mean like there's a large spectrum of Down syndrome kids, and he's on the like severe side of it. And even him can learn and improve things. He's learned to grow out of diapers. He's learned to socialize with people. He's learned to say hello. And even that's like extreme spectrum, he's not stuck where he's at. He can always make little incremental improvements. He can learn how to say new words. He can sign. And if that's true of a Down syndrome person who's in his 30s, but is like mentally a 2-year-old, for you, the normal person, it is definitely true of you. You are not stuck. You are not a captive. You're not enslaved in chains But God has created you to grow and to improve and to build upon your situation. And even if you are in that place where you feel like you are helpless and you're stuck and there's no way out, I promise you that is a lie from the devil. And that God has given you the ability, he's given you resources like this show to help you progress and go forward. Because God has given us a hope to hold on to and to live for and to cling to. And that is what I see just in life, that no one is stuck unless they have that mindset. If you have a mindset where you feel like you can always improve and that you can grow and you can get out of a situation, you can better your life for your family, for your friends, you're already winning the battle. It's the people that think that they're stuck, the poor me, I'm a victim. Those are the people that are never going to get out of the space they're at. So if you just have that mind shift of the stagnant I am to I am working on it, you're going to be way ahead of the game. The next point is having a mind shift of the importance of having community in common. And what I mean by that is that living with people, living with them, like living life, discipleship. You think like the disciples hung out with Jesus for 3 years. They lived together. If you can do that in your Christian life, in your business life, if you're an entrepreneur, in your entrepreneurial life, if you're in your career, in the industry that you're in, hanging around people, going to conferences, being on boards, going to social networking events, if you can find a way to be in common with people of your same passion, of your same goal, of your same calling, then you are going to do a lot better. Now, I know that's kind of counterintuitive to our culture of independence. I don't need anybody else. I can do it on my own. I don't need other people to support me, to help me, to coach me, to mentor me. But that is just not how life works. And I thought of this funny example of it. It's like if you have this dream, and maybe you have the ability, maybe you have the genetics to do it, become an NFL football player. But you said, I'm going to do it on my own. I don't need to have community in common. I don't need to be part of a high school team when I'm in high school. I don't need to have coaches. I don't need to even go to a college team. I'm just going to go try out and become a football player working on my own. How silly is that? No, there is a set way to get to the NFL, right? You press in high school, you end up going to college. I know there's like certain examples where you skip college and go right to the professionals, but you're always extremely coached up around people that are passionate about football like you, that people that understand the game better than you, and you guys are in a community in common. You're going to practice. When I was in high school, we were in football. We went to practice in the morning. We had PE specifically for the football team, like you had your own class. Then you had practice afterwards. And then during the summer when you weren't allowed to practice football, we had our own games that were based around football. We had this one where we were like, it was like rugby, but with this big inflatable ball. It was incredible. There's this guy, he ended up going to UCLA on our team. He was like 6'5", 300 pounds in high school. It was ridiculous. And he could just like palm this ball that was the size of like that, you know, freshman football players. And he would just like hit people with it. It's crazy. Anyways, totally off topic. But you have, when you achieve goals like getting into the NFL, it's because you're in a community with people in common. And it's so important. God has created us that way, to live in community with people with the same mindset. It's so important. And when you're thinking about where to live, where you're thinking of sending your kids to school, where you're going to church, it is so important to have those things in common when possible. And so true as well with your career. Like I said, if you're going to be an entrepreneur, find people that are entrepreneurs too, especially being an entrepreneur. Like it's one thing to find being around business people, but business people and entrepreneurs are two different mindsets. When you are working your way through the corporate ladder of a big corporation, there is one mindset. Oftentimes you have to be really good at your job, but you have to be good with people. You have to be really political. You have to be strategic. All of those things are like skills that you have to be really successful in the average company that's a bigger company. Entrepreneurship, you got to be a little crazy. You got to be eccentric a lot of times. And you guys are like, that's not true. I'm not like that at all. But just generally, like you have to have a little crazy in you, right? And you have to have a little gambler in you. You have to be comfortable with the unknown. You have to be comfortable with things not working perfectly. And there's just two different kinds of mindsets. And you want to be with people that are with that mindset. Because if you are an entrepreneur and you want to start a business and you're around people that are like risk adverse and they're used to their you know, corporate jobs and things working smoothly and knowing the future is like as best as possible, they're gonna be like, you're crazy, don't do it. But if you are an entrepreneur and you go into the entrepreneurial community, hang out with entrepreneurs, they're gonna encourage you, they're gonna give you tips, they're gonna have experience to help you with. And that's just a big difference even within the business community. It's important to have community in common. Not to be communist, but community in common, completely different things. If you listen to the show at all, you know I am definitely not a communist. Another one, it's like, do I even need to say that? All right, the fifth point, the fifth way of thinking differently is view failures and mistakes as learning opportunities. And we kind of touched on this last episode, and it's worth repeating though, because it's so important. And a lot of times we can find shame in that and feeling like, oh, I'm a failure because I failed at this or I didn't try. But you shouldn't, because one, your identity is not in that, like we talked about yesterday. But also is that when you go for greatness, you have to do really tough things. When you try to do great things, when you try to change the world, when you try to be profound, those things are really hard to do. And sometimes you're going to fail at it. Most likely you will. And we had stories and story like Michael Jordan, how he failed, but he tried harder and harder and used those failures to motivate him and to teach him and to instruct him and direct him on how to become a better player. And it's just, it's so hard to do, because it's like failure is just such a negative thing, but it really should be a positive thing, because that means you're trying new things and you're hopefully learning. You have that perspective, like we said. I forgot who I heard this from, but there is this one family, and the dad actually asks his kids, how did you fail this week at the dinner table? And not in like a negative, degrading way, but in the positive way where they're celebrating it. It's like, hey, you tried something new. It didn't really work out, but good for you. And that's something that I want to really carry on in my family with my kids. I want to teach my kids that it's okay to fail. What's not okay is to not try things. And I'd rather fail at trying to do something great than just succeed at living an ordinary life, a bland life. And not that there's anything wrong with just living a quiet, ordinary life, but I want to try great things. I want to change the world. I want to speak to people around the globe. I want to help transform the business communities in Africa, in Asia, and all the places where we meet, in America. All the states I haven't even been to, there's viewers listening. And I love that. I could have failed at this. I probably might fail at this. Who knows? I might not get any better. I might lose all the viewers. But at least I tried to help people. At least I tried to build up Christian communities for business. At least I tried to help you be successful as an entrepreneur, as a career person. And I could have just not tried. I could have like, oh, I've never been in front of a camera. I don't want to do that. Like, that's awkward. People are going to see what I look like when I have a bad hair day in front of the camera. I'm going to look stupid. I'm going to say things that are dumb. I'm going to say things I'm going to disagree with in like a year and a half later. But it's okay, because I don't mind failing, because the opportunity of helping people is so much greater. And I hope that a lot of you have that mindset too, because I feel like that's when God really uses people. It's when they are going out on faith, trusting God, doing difficult things, because you got to give him the glory for it. And if you fail, you fail. It's okay. Use those failures as an opportunity to change, to motivate you, and to move you to where God actually wants you. Because when you're in God's will, you're not going to fail. Not that when you're in God's will, quote unquote, you're going to get what you want. When you're in God's will, you're going to get what he wants, and you're going to be successful in that. Another tip, focus on times to be productive and rest on those other times where you're not feeling productive. And this is true with thinking about things. Like, I find in my life, I don't know about you, but there are certain times in the day, early in the morning for me, where I just think clearly and I think better and I think like my ideas are better. I have clearer vision. And we've talked about before, like working out and having those runner's high and those things too. And then there's times where I feel the most productive, and then there's times I'm not. And it's okay. None of us are going to be like optimally efficient and productive and great thinkers throughout the whole day. But you should find those times where you are at your best at those, at thinking through things, at coming up with ideas. And then when you're putting in hard work, the sweat equity, when are those times? and then go for it in those times. But then when you're lagging or you're like kind of falling behind or you just can't focus, well, use those times to recharge. God has definitely built in us the need to recharge and to rest and to take time away from what you're doing. And you need to, instead of feeling like you have to power through, like sometimes you do, but for the most part, find times to rest, rejuvenate, and to recover, because you're probably going to get a lot more done when you're working in your sweet spots and those optimum times than if you just try to push through all the time. Because if you can enter those times rested and refreshed, you're just going to outperform. So don't think that you have to be productive all the time, but look for key points of time for your productivity, for your thinking, for your action, or whatever the occasion is. And the last thing I want for you to hear and for you to think about changing, and this is really important for people even that are hiring employees, experience is more important than college degrees. And hear that for people looking to hire people, because there are probably a lot of great people that are a lot less entitled with experience and not education that could fill roles. And also hear this if you are thinking of going to school and going into a lot of debt. Oftentimes you can get a job and learn a trade, learn, get experience that's gonna be far more valuable than any college degree, and you get paid for it instead of having to pay for it. We are fastly entering a time, this digital economy, where college degrees are gonna be far less relevant. And it would be wise for you to consider, to think through, to go against the grain. I know everyone out of high school goes into college, and that's part of the reason why college costs so much, is because everyone wants to go and the government allows it through inflating the cost of tuition. But experience is more important. I guarantee most companies rarely use their employees in the degrees that they have, but it's just some kind of badge of honor, some kind of qualification. Maybe it's like, oh, we could just prove that you see things through. But there's plenty of ways to determine if someone sees things through besides a college degree. And I also, lastly, I'll say about that is, don't feel like you need a degree to be validated. If you can be in a career where people respect you, if you have knowledge that you've attained through experience, don't feel like you are lacking something because you don't have a degree. I guarantee you, if you do not feel fulfilled without a degree, you're not going to feel fulfilled with one, because a degree is just a piece of paper. It's just often attached with a big piece of paper that tells you how much you owe, but it's not going to be the thing that satisfies. All right. With that, we will talk to you tomorrow. God bless.